Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here on the show today. It is a Wednesday. That means we have SmackDown to talk about, and not just any SmackDown, but it is SmackDown 1000. What did you think of the show? Got a lot of big things going on. We had qualifying matches for the World Cup tournament to determine the best in the world. We had Rey Mysterio's return. We had the Evolution segment, which I just thought was awesome. We had so much fun stuff on the show last night. I really liked SmackDown 1000. Thought it was way better than Raw 25, which was just a long, boring show. But hey, whatever your thoughts, you can give us a call here today, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. I don't know what's up with Batista and Triple H, but it does seem to me like that could be a WrestleMania match. I guess we'll have to find out. They certainly teased it like it was something big coming up. We've also got the Raw ratings from Monday night. The Raw ratings up 1% from last week, 2.39 million viewers. So in fact, I guess it's going to be neck and neck. We'll find out if SmackDown 1000 is able to beat the Raw show from Monday night. My gut feeling, we'll know tomorrow, my gut feeling is that it will not. But who knows? We shall see. San Francisco 49ers, Green Bay Packers, 11.89 million viewers. And the baseball playoff game with the Dodgers and the Brewers, 4.22 million viewers. There was also the season premiere of Arrow, which did 1.43 million viewers. We have updates on Kevin Owens and his knee surgery. We got Global Wars competitors. I got the blocks, the standings, for the Mixed Match Challenge, which is going on forever. If I heard that this was going on until next year's TLC show, I'm not sure I'd be surprised. We got the standings here. We got the lineup for the NWA 70th anniversary show. David Lagana is going to be joining us today to talk the NWA show, 10 pounds of gold, and more. It's going to be a fun time, so check it out after the break, Wrestling Observer Live.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This tweet here that just came through from Rusev. He's talking about the mixed match challenge. He's complaining here. He basically says, If it's only Americans in the WWE World Cup, does it become the U.S. Open? You know how many text messages that I've got about this, people complaining that there's only Americans in the Mixed Match Challenge? I've said this before. The non-Americans had their chance, right? They had their chance, yes. And they failed. That's it.
In storyline, yes.
Yeah, so if Rusev would have gone out there and beaten The Miz, then there would not be only Americans in the World Cup. But he went out there and he failed. Shinsuke Nakamura, he had his opportunity to be in the World. He went out there and failed. So, yeah. Now, in reality, I don't know why there's only Americans in the World Cup. Maybe the prince said, no foreigners on my show. I don't know. I have no idea. But, yes, the World Cup to determine the best in the world is, in fact, all Americans. So, there you go. What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. Are there any Turkish Americans on the roster? The same way that they can exploit the Turkish situation, the same way they did the Iranian situation with the Saudis, as they did with the Daivari brothers last time.
Well, I don't know, but I do know that these are your Americans in this tournament: John Cena, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, who beat a Samoan, Randy Orton. Seth Rollins, who beat a Scottish fella, a Scot. Dolph Ziggler. The Miz, who beat a Bulgarian. And Rey Mysterio, who beat a Japanese. So there you go. That's why there's only Americans in the World Cup. Only the Americans won. What do you want me to do about it?
I don't know. Part of me is still amazed Jeff Hardy can travel internationally, but...
Well, I guess he can.
He can. Who am I to throw down on Jeff Hardy?
Listen, I loved the SmackDown 1000 show last night, and bizarrely, and I don't even know how, this happens every now and then. I don't think I fell asleep, but I was watching the show. It's weird. Like, I watched the show, and I saw Truth TV, which I couldn't figure out why Truth
TV
was
back. This isn't Brian Alvarez, everybody. This is somebody's dad right now.
Truth TV, they, like, were canceled, but now they're just back, so that wasn't really explained.
With her looking like... Ariana Grande? I don't know. What did Mello
look like? Carmella.
I guess she did. She was shiny as hell, wasn't she?
So then I saw the Usos beat AJ and Daniel Bryan. That was really good. And then for some reason, like, next on my show was Edge coming out. And I didn't find out until I read Rusev's tweet that somehow I didn't even see that entire match. So I don't know how I missed it, but I didn't see it. But apparently... Miz won when Aiden distracted Rusev. So if Rusev's upset, he needs to complain to Aiden English, not Twitter.
Well.
And the Bar won the tag team titles. I thought that was pretty good. And then Rey Mysterio.
Becky!
Rey Mysterio looked absolutely awesome.
Who cares?
He beat Shinsuke Nakamura. What do you mean, who cares? He was great.
Get to the main event.
I already talked about Edge. It's a good segment.
No. You should talk more about it.
All right. Well, what do you want to say, Mike? Go for it.
I don't know. It was fantastic. Why doesn't Mr. Armstrong get on the phone with me and tell me the story that none of us understood that they were telling? Because what it seems like is the fans are still telling a story that they don't really want you to tell, which is Becky Lynch is the most popular thing on SmackDown, and it's not going to get any better for them.
Well, you're wrong. The most popular person on SmackDown was, in first place, Vince McMahon.
Well, that's...
Of course, everybody who's so upset about this Becky Lynch thing, they all bowed to him when he came out.
And danced.
Because, you know, it's not Vince's fault, anything you see on these shows.
Of course.
It's got to be Road Dogg and some other geek.
I like that song. Let's cheer.
So then, the other most popular person on the show was Big Dave Bautista.
Well, they're in Washington, D.C., obviously.
Dude, he was the best. That Evolution segment was so good.
That was really good.
Ric Flair's out of his mind. I saw some guy on Twitter goes, he's like your embarrassing uncle at the family. Yeah, he was. He's Ric Flair. What do you want?
Well, yeah, at this point, it's Ric Flair.
Randy Orton stayed a heel. Triple H was Uncle Paul.
Yeah.
And then Bautista just killed it in this promo. Talking about Randy Orton and how he knew the moment he looked at him that he was going to be a huge star. And what can he say about Ric Flair except keep that thing in your pants? And Triple H, he's done everything in this business. He's been a multi-time, 14-time world champion. He's an executive. He's one of the biggest stars, biggest Hall of Famers ever. He's done everything except beat me. The place went nuts for that. And Hunter's reaction was unbelievable. Dave's reaction was unbelievable. They just stared at each other for a long time, and they smiled and hugged, but you could tell there was tension there. I thought that segment, you know what? Here's the thing about SmackDown 1000 and a lot of these shows, okay? I don't even know what to make of this. I think it's just that they've been off TV for so long. But all of the best stuff is from the guys that are coming back.
The old guys?
Batista's promo was the best thing on this show. Rey Mysterio, who thankfully is back now, but he came out and just, it was so good in that match with Nakamura. And Edge is out there having to do the cutting edge, and he was so good on the mic in that Becky Lynch segment. It's like these old guys come back, and people are always like, oh man, I don't see these old guys come back, and I don't need to see him again. But they're so good. That's the problem.
No, and the problem is actually today's people aren't as good.
I don't know if that's the problem.
That's the problem.
I don't know if that's the problem.
Dude, here's the thing. Edge and Batista were great 10 years ago, 15 years ago doing this stuff. At some point, again, and this is not...
I don't know if Batista was this good. He was really good.
Well, yeah, there was by the end of his tenure, the guy that started is holding the box for what was it, Deacon Dave with Brother Devon.
He was Deacon Dave.
To becoming Kanye West literally on the way out and stomping around and the whole thing with the wheelchair. It was a completely different dude. He's on another level. And that last night immediately made me think, you know, I want to see this for WrestleMania. Hey, I'd be completely happy seeing this for WrestleMania.
I think he will. And let me say this.
I'd be completely happy seeing him in the Rumble, even though I just don't think he'll do it because there's money to be made in Hollywood.
Let me say this, everyone. I've been writing a book. I don't know if you're aware.
I heard this.
100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Mm-hmm. And I just the other day wrote the Batista entry for that book, which was actually even before... It was before this even happened. So
Batista is one of the things we should all do before we die?
No or do, you numbskull.
Oh.
If you're a WWE fan, you need to know about Batista. I don't care when you started watching. So when I was done writing that, all I could think was, this man here, and I'm making a command decision here without Vinny. Dave Batista is the newest entrant into the Hall of Awesome. Do you hear what I'm saying? This guy came up in Ohio Valley, and they gave him a gimmick, Leviathan. And he didn't like it because he felt they didn't teach him to be an all-around wrestler.
Plus, he had to walk out of the Ohio River. That's nasty.
It was awesome. They brought him up, and he was Deacon Batista under Reverend Devon. I mean, could you have, like, a worse debut?
I know. There were a couple at that time.
So it sucked, but you know what? They put him into Evolution, and they did a two-year build to him splitting away from Triple H. The storyline leading to him giving Triple H the thumbs down and powerbombing him through that table while he had to decide whether he was going to go to Raw or SmackDown to challenge for that title. And Hunter's trying so hard to convince his buddy Dave to go to the other show. And finally, Batista finds out that Hunter tried to screw him by having somebody run him over with a car. And he gives Hunter the thumbs down, powerbomb through the table. That was, at the time, the most purchased WrestleMania of all time, with Triple H and Big Dave in the main event. And he won the title, and he went on to have a very good WWE main event career. And then at 40, I think it was 43 years old, after he'd left because he was sick of this place, 43 years old, he goes in there for an MMA fight. And it wasn't against a 0-0 guy or a 1-1 guy or whatever CM Punk did. It was against a guy that actually had 40 fights. And yeah, he had a losing record, but he had like 40 fights. Dave beat him, comes back to WWE. The whole thing with Daniel Bryan occurred. He basically got screwed in his return. Then he goes on to make movies. He's a big-time movie star. Dave Bautista's awesome. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're going to head to the text messages here. David Lagana joining us in the next segment to talk the NWA 70th anniversary show, which is coming up. I want to mention very quickly, Kevin Owens undergoing surgery on both of his knees. No timetable has been released for his return. They had a 2-for-1 sale going on at the surgery store today, he tweeted. I didn't know he was tweeting anymore. I guess he's back. Written off television at an angle where Lashley turned heel. Yes. The babyface beat up the heel, and that was the babyface's heel turn. Just want to make that clear. So, yeah, he'll be out for a long time, which sucks, but got to get things fixed when they break. That's the way things go. All right, text messages here. With his nothing promo last night, it is stupid to not expect anything else than Undertaker playing the hits and expecting nothing more than an entrance, his main spots, and rest in peace. Yes, that's what we're going to get from the Undertaker. It was made abundantly clear, and boy, did the people boo the words crown jewel last night. Which, by the way, somebody saying here, people are saying on wrestling Twitter that Crown Jewel has been moved out of Saudi Arabia or is it canceled. Please set the record straight. I can
wrestling
only
Twitter
hope
is a bunch of idiots.
I can only hope that this stems from
except
me saying
KJ
that Crown Jewel is coming from an undisclosed location because they didn't mention where it was coming from. I can only hope that's where this started. I hope it catches fire because people don't listen. Crown Jewel is on. It's on.
You did see the thing about Austin Aries will not be at the Impact tapings because Brian Alvarez just reported that on Wrestling Observer Live a couple days ago, right?
Well, that actually was true.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Crown Jewel is on, and it is emanating from Saudi Arabia.
I think, though, at the time it was that this one came out, it was, well, we'll see what happens, and you were already attributed to it.
Hmm.
Like many of your other attributions that you get.
Yes. I found SmackDown to be a big letdown, this person said. I love Batista, but the rest of the show is eh. E-H-H. I think the show would have been better if it was commercial-free. Well, it's not going to be. I don't know what people were expecting there. Commercial-free? Kidding me?
Oh.
Correct me if I'm wrong, this person says. But not only is the World Cup to determine the best in the world, but all... Or not only is that all Americans, but the entire card so far has all Americans as well. Not one Canadian has been announced.
Hmm.
I don't think you're going to see a Canadian in there.
Hmm. How about that, huh?
Let's look at this card, okay? This is everybody on the card so far. Cena, Angle, Hardy, Orton, Seth, Dolph, Miz, Ray, all Americans.
Some of those people can't even get into Canada.
Roman. Well, Lesnar actually lives in Canada, but he's an American.
Yeah, pretty sure his passport is probably still American.
Braun Strowman, AJ, Daniel Bryan, Triple H, Shawn, Undertaker, and Kane. Every single one of them an American.
Hmm.
And no women. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Oh, no, it's really?
There's
really
no women on the World Cup show. That's kind of weird.
Damned. Huh, about that.
Well, this person actually points out, no foreigners would mean no Americans, either only Saudis or nobody. Well, I think you know what they're talking about. Also, he notes, Batista isn't a big-time movie star. His name is third or fourth from the top. The top two are the stars. Listen, let's not argue semantics here, okay? Batista is a way bigger movie star than, for example, The Miz, okay?
Yeah.
He's a pretty big star.
Mm.
If you walked out, if you went into my jiu-jitsu class and asked the kids if they knew who Batista was, they'd say yes.
And do you know why they wouldn't say anything about wrestling? They'd say something about Guardians of the Galaxy.
They'd say, yeah, I know Blue Tista.
Plus, you know, you got to understand, I'm old. I'm coming out of an era where Hulk Hogan was Santa with muscles. So anything that really kind of tops that or the Sheik and I like to hurt people, like, you know, everything is amplified a little bit when it comes to wrestlers in Hollywood.
First here says, think about all the misses that WWE has had with their gimmicks. Batista, Austin, Cena, Triple H were all given bad gimmicks to start. They were.
Yeah.
They were.
Yep.
They were. But you know what? Well, thankfully, they were able to break through.
Well, that's when WWE will go, you know, you got to find the thing. And it's always the person that in spite of them, makes it to a certain level that they will always point to and go, well, see, you got to go and grab that brass ring.
You know, it's funny. I mean, I could talk about this for like decades, but just very quickly, when that guy noted that, think about the big stars that started out with bad gimmicks and ended up overcoming. I mean, I think everybody knows the story, but John Cena was like, he was on the chopping block and he was on a bus and he was doing some freestyle rapping and Stephanie McMahon heard it and was like, man, let's do something with this guy. And literally he was on the chopping block. And he ended up being the guy that carried the company for a decade. So As much as we talk about things like that, let's think about the other side of this coin. Think about how many potential Stone Cold Steve Austins are out of this business now because they decided this guy can't get over. And they buried them. They never gave him an opportunity. They floundered, and they were cut. I mean, people talk about Austin and The Rock like being once-in-a-lifetime talents, and that whole Attitude Era, Vince McMahon, Steve Austin, and The Rock was like a three-person, it was like a trio that you feel like could never happen again. And maybe that's true. Or maybe a Rock and an Austin come along like every 3-4 years, and like 80% of the time the company's so stupid that they turn them into whoever, and that's the end of them. We'll never know. We'll never know.
Yeah. Who'd they always like? Jim Cornette always likes to play Johnny Jeter because he was obviously trained by Jim Cornette and Danny Davis and whoever at OVW. About, you know, they sucked all of the life out of him and just left him dry and dead by the age of what, 24 or whatever it was. I mean, gone. Just forget it. He was done with it after being a Spirit Squad member and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, and there's always going to be hits and misses, but when you are saddled with something that is not you and you're not feeling it, it can make it very, very difficult to kind of go on and plow forward. And yeah, it should not just be you need to accomplish things in spite of what they give you. You know, occasionally it could be because of their help.
I mean, that whole Daniel Bryan thing, going back to Batista, that Daniel Bryan WrestleMania where he won the title. I mean, the plan for that show was Triple H versus CM Punk and Randy Orton versus Batista for the title with Batista as a babyface winning the championship. And they absolutely 100% were going to do nothing of any value with Daniel Bryan on that show. No matter what they claim nowadays, they were not going to do anything with that guy. And CM Punk quit, and Batista got booed out of the building, and the fans hated Roman Reigns, and Triple H had no opponent, and they hated the guys in the main event. They hated Batista. So, like, they had nothing that anybody wanted on that show. And they tried, and they tried, and they tried, and nobody was going for it. So, finally, it was like, fine, we'll do the Daniel Bryan thing. And they had him beat Triple H, and then he went into the three-way, and he won the title. And they immediately put him in a feud with Kane, and they were just going to destroy the guy.
Yeah,
that's the story
pallets.
Of this.
Yeah, he got killed with pallets right after that. And I think right before that, I think what the plan was is he was going to be a Wyatt family member, like hanging out, you know, at that point and was, you know, fourth banana, I guess, behind the Vintner at that point. But then things obviously worked out the way that they did. You know, it's like the Becky Lynch thing last night, as no matter what they do, no matter how hard they try, no matter if they trot a legend who's fantastic out there like Edge to try to talk to Becky, to try to make her understand, and she throws it in his face. And everybody loves it as Charlotte comes out and gets booed. You know, it's like, you know, you could keep fighting this thing or you can just roll with it and you can do less damage to everyone involved, including Charlotte Flair, if you just kind of acquiesce and, hey, guess what? Give the fans what they want. Manipulate them once you give them what they want because they obviously want what they want. So just let them have it and then try to manipulate your story later on.
But as I was on Twitter, I noticed that the fans complaining about Vince dancing last night are the same fans who continue to watch and pay for WWE, of course. The ones who complained about the booking were the same ones bowing for him when he came out.
I was going to say that the same ones that booed the Saudi deal were the same ones cheering when he said, it's time to dance, right? No chance? Whoa, the place went nuts. I can't believe it's all different people.
Spurs says, after the Mae Young Classic, how about you and Vinny review every show that has a big show turn?
Oh, I'm surprised Vinny didn't punch you in the face last night.
That'd be
you were
35.
Salty.
I was salty. And you know what? I listened to that show in the car.
God.
Which is the worst listening environment you can have. And you know what I heard? Cats. But you know what, Mike? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something right now, okay?
Yeah.
I give up. The next time those cats are fighting and crying outside my door, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to let them cry and cry and cry. And those of you that actually have decent hearing, for a full hour, you're going to hear those stupid cats. And you know what's going to happen the next day? You're going to be on the board going, those stupid cats. Why didn't you do something about those cats? Well,
you can't hold it together.
Apparently, nobody can hear it. So I'm just going to let it go. I'm sorry I tried to have pristine audio here on this show. I apologize.
Why do you have cats fighting outside your door? Why don't you put them downstairs?
Well, you think they can't climb stairs? They're cats. What are you talking about?
Put them in a room and close the door.
You can't put them in a...
You have no doors in the house?
Get out of here,
you numbskull. We don't want Paisley to have any restrictions.
She's asleep. That's the other thing. They wake up the baby. But no, don't worry about it. I'll just let the cats cry. It's going to sound like... I don't even know what it's going to sound like. It's going to sound like an alley in like an old 50s movie. There's going to be cats just screaming and fighting. Copulating. All right, back in a moment with David Lagana, Wrestling Observer Live.
To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
If you need anything from a simple home repair to a major remodel, you need to know about Home Advisor. It's a totally free service that instantly connects you with top local service pros.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Just select the type of work you need done, and Home Advisor's ProFinder technology instantly finds top pros in your area.
You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use their cost guide to find out what hundreds of other repair and improvement projects cost in your area.
I think everybody should use HomeAdvisor. In fact, I tell everybody to use HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, joined today by David Lagana. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. The NWA 70th anniversary show coming up Sunday on pay-per-view, Fight.tv, and more. And David, how you doing today?
Delightful.
Delightful.
Nice. This is my...
Excellent.
Yeah, this is my lunch break.
Hey, very quickly, before we get into everything here, did you watch any of SmackDown 1000 as a longtime SmackDown writer?
I did not. I realized it sort of halfway through. I was actually editing the latest 10 Pounds of Gold, and didn't need to be distracted, but I didn't watch any of it.
Man. So, you know, one day I want you to come back on the show. I'll make this quick. We were talking in the last segment about all of the guys, the big stars like John Cena, Batista, Triple H, guys who ended up becoming huge stars who started out in the company with awful gimmicks and like totally could have floundered and been out of the business. And I'd like one day to have you on to get your opinion from the time you were there of maybe some guys who you think could have been stars to that degree, but for whatever reason, Vince just totally didn't see it, and potentially we missed out on like a Steve Austin.
Okay, I think that's definitely worth it. Little history fact, I was almost Deacon Batista.
Really?
Yes. The original pitch was for me to be the collection plate boy for Reverend Devon, and sadly it went to a guy named Batista that is a big movie star. Worked out pretty okay.
Vince just looked at him and thought, this guy looks like a collection boy.
It was actually after I had did that. I actually posted it last night. My one skit with Vince when Stacy Keibler danced on the table with Vince, which is like now the most memed Vince thing ever. I was in that segment as well. Vince loved that segment up until even after I left. He still will send me an email about it because he loves it. He loved that one segment, that 33 seconds I spent in the ring, and he wanted me to do more. I was an interviewer for one day. I was called the most unprofessional interviewer in the history of WWE, which is saying something. I was almost Deacon Batista.
You know, not to spoil anything, but I mean, is it Stacy Keibler that Nick Aldis is bringing to the show on Sunday? There were some long blonde legs in that video.
There's a lot to be seen come Sunday.
Man. Hopefully everyone on the internet doesn't run with this and say that I reported that, because I didn't, everybody. I was just asking. The new 10 pounds of gold is up, and it's very good, as they all are. And I was watching it, and maybe it's because Nick Aldis was on the show yesterday, and he was like such a great guest, and he's such a great talker. But I was watching it, and like for the vast majority of it, to me it was like, okay, so Nick Aldis is the babyface, and Cody's the heel here, right? And I'm not, I don't even think that's what it's supposed to be. Maybe it's supposed to be you're supposed to make your pick now, because this is, I guess, it's no longer all in. So maybe Cody is going into heel territory here. Was that how it was designed?
The intent with all of this, and I always hear you guys talk about how, you know, WWE talks about shades of gray. I mean, we live in a point of view world, meaning that everybody's point of view is their point of view. So the story off of All In, it was a home field advantage for Cody. You know, Nick was sort of railroaded in the match. There's a thing I've pinned to the top of my Twitter about the closer you are to reality, the better the fiction is. And there's so much reality tied to so much fiction in this entire story, all the way back to WrestleMania weekend and how we got here, and even more happening now, that the show you're watching on 10 Pounds of Gold is as close to reality as possible. And so everybody's perspective is equal. I'm not going to give you the, we don't have heels and baby faces, but we're more closer to UFC style, real life, authentic presentation where we let the environment decide and go from there.
And I think you've done a good job covering all the bases, because we kind of talked about this with Nick when he was on too, just kind of talking about how, you know, people will view things and how things come across. And you know, there's always the thing, whether it's babyface or heel, there's got to be some truth in it. You know, to me, when it comes to the bad guy, to have some sort of thing that he's legitimate about. And one of the reasons he's bringing a woman that, you know, he's probably going to be looked at as the heel for bringing to try to offset Brandy, is because Brandy has inserted herself into the match, and you covered those bases. And you've done that a lot during these 10 pounds of gold. Has that just kind of been happening because you've been able to tell a little bit more of an in-depth story, or are you just making sure you're doing this for the sanctity of professional wrestling? Because that was one of the great things about being a fan back in the day. You had a lot of layers that were able to play out that you needed to peel back and be involved in.
I've been doing this really a long time. It kind of hit me the other day when, you know, that clip on me on SmackDown was from 2002. I mean, this is my 16/17th year of doing this, and I've written or worked or produced for every company. And the format of WWE has not changed since 98. It's the same thing, and we joke about mustache twirling heels who have no, you know, they'll heel on a town for no reason. You know, our intent with the series was to make not one second of it useless. So there are so many Easter eggs in every episode that you can come back to. You know, we were laying the groundwork on the Cody thing all the way back from WrestleMania when he was on with Sam Roberts, you know, when he was on an X-Pac show. You know, we find that the closer you are to revealing things in a way that make people wonder is a lot better when you sort of slap them in the face with it in various forms. So the series to me, and it's a giant labor of love for all of us, you know what I mean? Like, This is outside the traditional norms of how storytelling is done. You know, Nick Aldis, most of those interviews are done not at shows. They're done either in hotel rooms, at home, on the road. You know, the scene with the girl was done this past weekend and obviously in secret, so nobody knew who it was. You know, we're going to great lengths to create sort of a tapestry that I think people will enjoy. And by the way, it's a slow climb, but if you look at where we were literally 1 year ago when Tim Storm was the world champion, we were at zero YouTube subscribers. We'll probably cross 60,000 this weekend, and you might go, oh, that's whatever, but our YouTube numbers beat Ring of Honor on almost a daily basis per video because we have learned that the audience on YouTube and really in digital, they want deep connected content where the narrative goes from video to video. We don't waste anybody's time. We don't put anything that doesn't fulfill your time. And obviously, as we scale, which the setting the show is that first step, that was the intent all along. And, you know, I think our first year when everybody made fun of us a year ago, you know, I wouldn't change 1 second of any video we've put out in the last year.
Dave, I think it was like 2009. I mean, it was late to the game where I didn't have a Twitter and you were like, hey, dummy, why don't you have a Twitter? You're doing these things and, you know, you need to get yourself out there and to see, the, you know, just the build. If you start with zero and you move on, you have always been at the forefront. I don't know at the forefront, but you have always been at least very open to using social media, whether it be the what was it, I Want Wrestling or whatever it was. And you grabbed that camera and you videoed your life and you said, OK, this is the first step. And telling everybody, this is could be the first step to the rest of your life, too. How, and obviously this is all kind of, to me, watching it and seeing it for so long, all kind of coming to fruition here and coming together with these 10 pounds of gold and what you're doing with the NWA. How have you been able to stay at the forefront? How have you been able to continue to look forward when so many of your counterparts either don't or maybe just they're trying to move it forward, but they just don't know how? I mean, what tips can you give and how have you been able to grasp this and use this so well?
The information's all out there. You know, I have a degree in television production that legitimately I didn't use from 1997 until 2.5 years ago. When I 6 months before I quit TNA, I started making videos for a furniture company on the side. It was like a side gig that came up, and I made documentaries about furniture. And boy, if you think 10 pounds of gold is riveting, you should see the ones about upholstery that I did. But what it did was it gave me the at-bats to relearn everything about production. And by the way, at a level that's legitimately just me. I don't hire a camera guy. It's me. I don't have an audio guy. It's just me. I don't have a lighting guy. It's just me. The point was when Billy and I departed our good friend Dixie Carter at Impact Wrestling, you know, we decided what's the smallest scale we could create at, because we know what you can grow to. And so I really dove deep into YouTube culture. Guys like Casey Neistat, Gary Vaynerchuk, hundreds of guys. As much as I love wrestling, I've spent more in the last 2 years learning YouTube culture than I have pro wrestling, because pro wrestling, the format, the presentation has not changed. You know, I did a podcast in 2011. Cabana put me onto it in 2011 because not a lot of people were doing it. Now, Brian, I know you were doing audio all the way back to 2004, 2005, but the execution of the wrestling podcast, I mean, there aren't enough hours in a day, let alone a year, to listen to the amount of audio created in a week in pro wrestling. So my goal with the video content we've created is shrink it down 10 to 20 minutes once or twice a week, but high quality that where Raw demands 3 hours of your time. I just want 20 minutes. And our YouTube view time is staggering. The Dusty Rhodes, Cody, Nick Aldis video that we put out right before All In, I think it was 17 minutes. The average view duration on YouTube of that was 14 minutes. That meant, on average, the people that watched that minute video watched 14 minutes of it. That's real data. And, you know, we learn on every video we put out what people like, what they don't like, and we adjust based upon that. It's really learning what the world is doing. And you can sit around and wait for a television deal, which we're not waiting for. We're creating we've sold over 850 tickets with no TV deal in Nashville with $70 ringside seats with no marketing budget. In Nashville, the fairground said it is unprecedented that you would sell, let alone front row at $70, let alone the entire floor. And we're seven tickets away from selling out the floor in Nashville. And we'll probably have over 1,100 to hopefully 1,600 people there on Sunday. And it's really a testament to all the hard work and duct tape, spit, and gum that we're pulling this thing together with. And it should show a lot of people that have a giant infrastructure who don't know how to execute.
Got about 2 minutes here, but I know that when you were building up everything here, I thought on the way to All In that the only thing that made sense with everything that everybody was doing was Flip Gordon wins the NWA title. That's how he gets onto All In, and he faces Cody for that belt. And in hindsight, I was wrong. The Nick Aldis-Cody thing was so great the way that it worked out. I mean, was that – I kind of asked Nick this yesterday, but, I mean, from your perspective – I mean, dating back to WrestleMania weekend when Aldis was at the ROH show in the front row watching Cody, I mean, did this go exactly how it was planned from day one, or did you have a couple of twists and turns and different ideas?
Things came up. I mean, we looked at sort of every sort of tent pole. That's why when we announced the match, it wasn't just Cody and Nick. Because I heard everybody's reaction. It's like, oh, it can't be Nick. It can't be Magnus. Everyone called him Magnus at the time. It can't be Magnus. It's got to be somebody better. And we knew what we wanted to do. And the flip thing was sitting there because I think they had done the match with Cody and him in March. You know, we looked at every sort of – because it was a long time to promote one match with no television. All the segments you saw were sort of laid out 6 weeks in advance, and we knew sort of the doc pieces. But, I mean, the fact that Flip got over, you know, we were really happy to help Ring of Honor sort of enhance Flip in that story. And, you know, his reaction, he got it all in when he won the Battle Royal – Like that was all sort of testament to what people can do when they work together. And this all, ultimately, this whole hand-in-hand working together, because everybody's been authentic and honest with each other about what this deal was. And I think that's what shows when you want to work together, if you're honest, you can get stuff done.
The show is coming up this coming Sunday, and we'll go over the card very quickly when we come back from the break. Cody, Nick Aldis, 2 out of 3 falls, NWA World title is the main event. Jazz and Penelope Ford, NWA World Women's title, and so much more. Fight.tv, back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live. Sometimes love.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Lagana joining us here today. And the NWA 70th Anniversary Show coming up on Sunday. Lots of big matches there. Fight.tv, you can check it out. And Dave, let's get some plugs in for how people can get more information. 10 pounds of gold, whole nine yards.
Yep, so our social across, I think, every platform is at NWA, YouTube, backslash.com, the NWA, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're all NWA. You can get the show on fight.tv. There's about 7 ringside seats left and about 500 to 600 GA left, which we think will do a great walk-up. That's NWA70.com. I am at Lagana on Instagram and the Twitter box. And, we're just really excited about Sunday because I think it's going to be a show that people really are enjoy watching, and there'll be some nice little moments. And I'm looking forward to Jazz and Penelope Ford because it is a legitimate clash of eras. The tag team thing has got people talking in a way that is exactly what we're looking for, and the outcome I think they'll enjoy. There's a lot going on in this show, and at a low cost investment. It's only $24.95 on Fight. Watch it anywhere in the world.
Is your tag team tournament to determine the best in the world?
We don't have tag titles right now, but we're opening our tag story this week with Josephus, his spiritual advisor, and Hollywood Glow.
Oh man! All right, well, check it out. NWA 70, everybody, at Lagana on Twitter, and we'll do this again sometime. Dave, I want to thank you so much for doing the show and setting everything up for the last couple of days with Nick Aldis. And we are out of time, everybody. I want to thank y'all for listening. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.